You're listening to a web-only version of this segment. Please advise that full versions of these songs may contain mature or explicit language. I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, KOSU's weekly new music feature with Liquid OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Ryan.
First, we have a massive recording project in the jazz world.
Knowing only basic music theory and having no skill at any instrument myself, I often find jazz, especially in its most complex and experimental forms, difficult to discuss. So let's not do that. Instead, how about I just tell you about Kamasi Washington's incredible new jazz record, The Epic, using a much simpler language, numbers. Washington did many of the horn and string arrangements on Kendrick Lamar's second record, To Pimp a Butterfly. But The Epic makes even that big, dense record seem comparatively small. Recording it, Washington employed a 32-piece orchestra and a 20-person choir that featured two bassists and two drummers. The Epic constitutes of 17 songs spanning 172 minutes in length, spread out over three volumes. And that concludes today's sample size math lesson. Here's a snippet of the 14-minute, 6-second track, Rerun Home. Thank you.
That's Kamasi Washington with Rerun Home off his triple LP solo album, The Epic, out now on Brainfeeder. Next, we have a British electronic rock band with their first new album in 3 years.
When the New York New Wave geniuses Talking Heads put out their concert film Stop Making Sense in 1984, they really took the title seriously. It features singer David Byrne dancing with a lamp and performing in a comically oversized suit, among other curious unexplained flourishes. It's a wonderful performance film that asks the question, why not, at every turn. And while UK band Hot Chip seemed to be posing the same question with their new record, Why Make Sense, last week's release of the album's title track suggests a less gleeful reason for doing so. The veteran electronic band released the record's title track last week on the same day that the UK was electing a new government, on a website designed to read like a parody of the news aggregation site The Drudge Report. Why make sense when the world around refuses, Alexis Taylor asks out front of a glitchy buildup of synthesizers and crashing cymbals? I'm no expert in European politics, but something tells me that Why Make Sense is going to have something important to say about apathy. Have a listen and draw your own conclusions.
To a head.
That's Hot Chip with the title track from their sixth studio album, Why Make Sense, out May 18th on Domino Records. Finally, Matt, you have a show review from this past weekend.
On Sunday, Look at OKC editor Nathan Poppy and I made the drive to Dallas, as did many of you, judging by the number of familiar faces in the crowd, to see a favorite of ours, Sufjan Stevens, touring in support of his seventh studio record, Carrion Lowell. Those who made the trip rewarded with a thrilling two-hour set that included every song on the new record, plus a handful of previous songs that explored the same hefty ideas as Carrion Lowell, which is mostly about the death of Stevens' mother. It was a bold set, but perhaps even more impressive was the personnel playing it. Stevens was joined by only four other musicians, including Tulsa native James McAllister, who rotated around the stage often mid-song, picking up and setting aside instruments as they were needed. The precision of their play was only matched by the calm confidence with which they moved around the stage, which was covered in more instruments than I've ever seen in most recording studios. I'm hoping to unpack some more thoughts and feelings about Sufjan's show and Carrion Lowell in my next column for Look at OKC, which won't run until next week. So pick it up.
3, 4.
That's Sufjan Stevens with Carrion Lowell, and this has been Sample Size. The current issue of Look at OKC features Brianna Bailey and her week-long walk down Western Avenue in Oklahoma City. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.